This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived back at the White House and posed on the balcony of the presidential residence after 72 hours in the hospital being treated for coronavirus. Mr. Trump did not answer questions from reporters as he strode without aid from the hospital to his vehicle outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Once back at the White House, he took off the mask he had been wearing on his face and posed for photographs on the balcony. Earlier, Mr. Trump's primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters, though he may not be entirely out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done at Walter Reed that could not be done at the White House instead. The coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States and infected more than 7.4 million across the country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people around the world may have been infected with the coronavirus. The head of the Health Emergencies Program at the World Health Organization, Michael Ryan, said Monday that the agency's estimates indicate 10% of the world's population, or some 760 million people, could have contracted the virus. That estimate is more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases in the world. It would still leave more than 90% of the population susceptible to the virus. The number of confirmed worldwide cases tallied by Johns Hopkins surpassed 35 million on Monday, just a week after surpassing 1 million coronavirus deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court returned to work on Monday for the first time since the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg amid controversy over her replacement. The court, now comprised of 8 justices instead of 9, is expected to hear several high-profile cases this term, including the fate of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The Supreme Court will hear cases via teleconference to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Chief Justice John Roberts paid tribute to Ginsburg, who died September 18th. Before hearing opening arguments on Monday, he called Ginsburg a dear friend and a treasured colleague. The Supreme Court has opened its new term with a jolt from 2 conservative justices on the question of same-sex marriage. Justice Clarence Thomas suggested in a statement that the court needs to revisit the issue after having affirmed in 2015 that gays and lesbians have the right to marry. Justice Samuel Alito joined him in the statement. The matter resurfaces as the court is expected to take a turn to the right if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed for the vacancy left by the death of Justice Ginsburg. Reversing the court's decision in the gay marriage case would seem a tall order, but the statement underscores liberals' fears that the court could roll back some of their hardest-fought gains. The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their seminal discoveries into the identification of hepatitis C virus. The 3 scientists, in the words of the Nobel Committee, have made a decisive contribution to the fight against blood-borne hepatitis, a major global health problem that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer in people around the world. Again, that's a statement by the Nobel Committee. The advances have helped lead to new ways to treat and cure hepatitis C. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine is the 111th prize in the category. It's been awarded since 1901. The laureates will each receive an equal share of the $1.1 million cash award. Nobel Prizes for Physics, Chemistry, Literature, and Peace will be announced later this week. The prize for Economic Science will be announced next Monday. Rwanda's prosecution says it intends to hold a joint trial of Paul Rusesabagina, whose story inspired the 2004 film Hotel Rwanda, together with 16 prisoners alleged to be rebel fighters. Rusesabagina is a founder of the Rwanda Movement for Democratic Change, a coalition of opposition groups which has an armed wing known as the National Liberation Front. The Rwandan government accuses the rebel group of killing Rwandans in the country's north. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. Music.